Prolonged hot and dry weather is amping up wildfire activity across the inland Northwest. At the Northwest Interagency Fire Coordination Center in Portland, spokeswoman Carol Connolly says here in early August, we're at a turning point in the fire season.
Typically, we'll see these grass fires early summer. We're right on target for the crossover. We are still seeing the range in the grass fires, but I think we're going to start seeing some of those timber fires as we continue to get more lightning activity.
That transition is evident in the fire report for Idaho already. Six large new wildfires broke out yesterday in the southern and western parts of the state. One was quickly contained, but several of the rest are now burning in alpine pine forests. The Forest Service and Bureau of Land Management are deploying air tankers and helicopters as well as hand crews. A 4,000-acre fire is burning in grass and light timber north of Chelan, Washington. About 50 homeowners have been told to prepare to evacuate. Well, over 400 firefighters are at that scene and have the wildfire about 40% contained. Connolly says lightning sparked the majority of the recent wildfires.
However, last week we had almost 24 human-caused fires in Oregon and Washington. Those are very preventable fires.
Connolly says those blazes were mostly caused by escaped campfires. She urges you to be extra cautious and aware if you're going camping this month.